Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, greetings and salutations, Perspectives listeners. It's Ashley Burgess. I'm here with Matt. We're in the studio at the Studio Roundtable just talking it up here about all kinds of stuff, you know. But when it comes down to things, you know, the biggest thing about life is to get involved. We were talking about volunteering, but also not only can you volunteer, but you can also have fun with your life and make something happen. And, you know, always to tell us exactly where we can go and what we can do to make something happen is Cynthia. Good evening, Cynthia.
Hey, Ashley. How are you tonight?
Very good. You know, I didn't meet you. I didn't see you at any of my end of the world parties that I attended.
I was bunkered down.
Bunkered? Well, I mean, I know at your house it would have been great food, so bunkering at your house would not be that bad.
Oh, I was actually doing nothing fun. I should have been out partying, right? Just in case, hedging my bet.
Exactly. I mean, you got to get some partying in. I mean, what are you going to do? If it was the end of the world, you just said, okay, well, I stayed at home.
I know. That would not have been a good story, but nobody would have been around the next day for me to tell it to anyway, so it all worked out.
Oh, I guess you're right. They wouldn't ask you where you were.
Listen, I am so happy that the world did not end on December 21st, and it's going to give New Year's Eve a whole new meaning this year because it truly is a new year. So whether you want an elegant, upscale evening out or a wild throwdown party with the masses, Dallas has no shortage of party options coming up to help you ring in the new year. And I have scoured the internet and all of my resources to bring you guys the best options tonight.
Awesome. We want to hear them.
So let's dig in. So first of all, one of my favorite haunts is Sambuca in Uptown. They're going to have a four-course dinner with seatings at 7 and 9:30, and diners will enjoy dancing and live music by Blue Finger Disco. The Hilton Anatole will be the venue for this year's annual 98.7 K-Love's Rockin' New Year's Eve Party. Attendees will party and dance the night away to the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s in the hotel-themed Chantilly Ballroom. Your ticket price will include your tickets to the party, refreshments, heavy hors d'oeuvres, party favors, DJ, music, dancing, a champagne toast, a balloon drop. I mean, this is truly the quintessential New Year's Eve party. Hilton also has room packages available if you want to spend the night and enjoy breakfast at the hotel the next day. There's a new restaurant in town in Preston Center called Ocho Kitchen and Cocktails. And for New Year's Eve, they're offering a three-course meal that includes a champagne and complimentary access to the 8 Bar to be part of the launch of the dynamic duo Scott and Chrissy Redmond of D Magazine Style Sheet for their legendary DJ debut. That's going to be a lot of fun. And in Plano, you can check out Sambuca 360. We'll also have dinner seatings at 7 and 9 with live music from Chinatown.
Wow, that's a lot of cool stuff. You know, that sounds like a lot of fun. You know, what if you're one of those people that really like the food? Like, the food is really important to you, the quality of food and that kind of sort of thing.
Well, listen, Dallas is home to some of the world's top celebrity chefs, and every cooking reality competition show that there is sends their scouts to Dallas because we have so much phenomenal talent. So if you want to hobnob and rub elbows with some of your favorite celebrity chefs, we've got some options for you there. Top chef star Tiffany Derry will host a five-course dinner at Private Social, and guests will enjoy live music from a four-piece jazz band led by Brett LaQuerca, I think is his name, LaQuercia, something like that. The Food Network's Lisa Garza will be holding court at Sissy's with Bottle and Bucket Evening, featuring a bucket of Sissy's fried chicken, which if you have not had her chicken, oh, Lord, it's so fantastic, and a bottle of Moe. A six-course tasting menu will also be available with wine pairings. Specialty cocktails will be poured at the bar and complimentary champagne toast offered at midnight. And Cutie Patootie, Top Chef All-Star Trey Wilcox, is planning a red-hot New Year's Eve at the Village Marquee Grill in Highland Park Village, a five-course dinner, and groove to the sounds of DJ Soulja. Now, if you can't get to New York City, but you want to recreate that Times Square experience, then you can go downtown to Victory Plaza. They're going to host the 6th annual Big D New Year's Eve. Last year, over 35,000 people enjoyed this celebration from inside the gated venue on the plaza, with thousands more celebrating from surrounding areas. This is a free celebration, and it'll be hosted by my good friend, Good Morning Texas, hostess with the mostest, Amy Vanderoth, and it will include food and beverage trucks, continuous live entertainment, and a spectacular fireworks show at midnight. The WFAA, which is Channel 8, is going to cover the event live throughout the evening beginning at 10:30, so you might even get to be on TV And there's parking all around Victory Park. They also encourage you to take the DART line to save on parking. But that's going to be a totally authentic sort of Times Square experience if you want to get outside and be with the masses.
To be with the masses. You know, so the biggest thing, too, is that a lot of us do have fun on New Year's. And we go out and we have a great time on New Year's Eve. Yeah, like, it's too much fun. And then it's like, oh, I'm starving. I need to eat. I need to mop up all that I had, make that cushion in the stomach kind of thing. So where is it that we go to create that dynamic after we've done the whole New Year's Eve?
Well, listen, if you can manage to roll out of bed the next day, I've got a couple of great New Year's Day options for you to help you recoup. One of my favorite restaurants is Breadwinners Cafe and Bakery. They'll be serving their amazing brunch menu all day long. Stop by any of their four locations in Uptown, Inwood Village, Plano, or North Park Center. They'll be open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can get brunch all day. Another great choice is Urban Taco. They'll be celebrating the new year with $10 bottomless margaritas, mimosas, and Bloody Marys. You can enjoy their brunch menu at the Uptown location, but Mockingbird Station and Uptown will also just have the regular menu all day, and they're going to give you a complimentary cup of traditional Mexican hangover cure called Berea, a Jalisco-style beef stew. So you know,
there's
a couple great choices for you, some good dining options, and you can still, both restaurants will have all their TVs tuned in to the big bowl games that day, so you won't miss a thing, and you can have some great food.
That sounds awesome. We'll have to make a date to go have some of that soup.
Well, whatever you do, don't just sit at home and watch TV. Get out and experience all that Dallas has to offer. I look forward to bringing you guys some fantastic party options in the new year, and I hope everybody has a very Merry Christmas.
I hope you have a great and Merry Christmas too, Cynthia. We always enjoy everything that you have to tell our listeners and as well as here in the studio. We love it. And I hope you have a great holiday, and also we'll talk to you for the new year stuff. Looking forward to it.
Sounds great.
Looking forward to starting the year. You're right. So have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, Cynthia's always great. She's got what's going on, what's hot, what's not. And the neat thing is that you got some great people here, especially we're here down here right across from WFAA. So, you know, this is where they're going to be doing all that shindig at. And Amy from Good Morning Texas is a wonderful person, as well as the WFAA crowd. Good people. So that's awesome. You know, so tonight, you know, Matt and I really talked about, you know, the relationship issues, the financial issues, as well as the 3 D's. But I think the biggest thing that everybody wants to do and needs to do is first to smile, really just to try to laugh, A lot of times we have to find something to laugh about, but finding something to laugh about is really important. Also starting a new tradition. Right? Starting that new tradition.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to take the time to acknowledge my family and friends that are watching or listening right now. Jimmy, Ben, Angie, they're great. We do a family group chat for the holidays, so we're just messaging each other back and forth all day. And it's a tradition we started this year, and I look forward to doing it every year.
That's awesome. Know? That's great. So, I say hi to your family, too.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're listening.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's great. So you start a new tradition, and starting a tradition to help others, as well as starting another tradition to have fun, and starting a tradition to stay in contact is really important as well.
Exactly.
But then also, it, you know, holidays are holidays, and you have to remember there are people that might not have family, either because, you know, they've passed, or they don't live on the other side of the world, or they might not get along with their family. So, you know, those type of people, you want to call them up, see what they're doing, you know, ask them to come to your house and spend time with you and, you know, be there with the family and just have a really good one, you know? And I think that's what really, really matters. So, needless to say, stay tuned to next Sunday. We will be doing all kinds of really great stuff. We'll be talking about everything, all stuff about the new year coming up, as well as we're going to be having some fun. We're going to be talking about life and just how we feel about life and changing things and making things work, as well as making a schedule for yourself. Even if you don't have a job, even if you're between jobs, whatever, we're going to talk about making schedules, changing your life, and making a good one. So all in all, I'm really happy about it. Matt, do you have one last thing to say tonight?
Merry Christmas, everybody. So I hope you have a great, safe one, and don't drink too much.
Awesome. Don't drink too much. Yeah. I like that when you see the signs on the tollway that says, please don't drink too much. I don't remember that I ever said, please don't drink and drive. I thought it just said, don't drink and drive, but now they actually put please up there.
I know.
You know, so they put please.
This is for my cousin Jimmy. He's on the roads.
Oh, really? Jimmy, this goes out to you.
Yes.
And, you know, I appreciate my family and friends and everybody around me. And I really just appreciate even the people I haven't met yet. So let's make something happen this year. And we got another one before the new year, but we have a lot going on. Remember, you can always email or call or tweet. You can tweet me, or you can make some comments on iHeartRadio as well as KLIF.com, as well as there's a Perspectives with Ashley Burch's site on Facebook, and there's a Live Your True Life on Facebook as well. Like to hear some comments and thoughts, and check out the website, www.liveyourtruelife.org. And until then, have a great holiday, great Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And have a good night. Thank you.
Are you interested in how to communicate so effectively you'll get heard by others every time? Have you ever stepped back and taken a good look at the life path you've chosen for yourself? Ever wondered why your old friends are changing or simply not around anymore? Do you want to make sure you aren't sabotaging yourself and never will again? Have you ever gotten angry and wondered how you can make it work for you? Has a close friend gone off the deep end, and should you distance yourself from them? More importantly, do you know how to do it with ease and success? If you answered yes to any of these questions, go online today and check out liveyourtruelife.org. Liveyourtruelife.org is a one-stop shop for this and much more. Get the information you want and need in the time you have. Bookmark liveyourtruelife.org today. That's liveyourtruelife.org.
This Christmas, spend time with some American heroes.
They believe in what they're doing. They believe that this country is worth defending with their lives so that we can continue our life.
Listen to The Gift, inspiring stories from our military, wounded warriors, and their families.
The Gift, 5 p.m. Christmas Eve, 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Christmas Day on KLIF.